This week we're in John chapter 1 once again as we're beginning this new study in the book of the Gospel according to John. So open the scripture if you have it nearby. If not, pay close attention as we would like to speak again about this one that's called not only the Word of God, but the life and the light. We are glad to have you today with us, and Lord willing, next week Brother Jeff will be back in his studies as he has this little series on the three people that touch Christ in the New Testament. And as we've mentioned already, we're beginning this new study in the book of the Gospel of John, and this is our second message in this potentially lengthy study. Every Lord's Day from 10 to 15 to 10:30, we join you, and our purpose and intention is to point out the person and work of Christ. Let's look to the Lord in prayer. Father, we come in your presence and we thank you again for the Word of God. We thank you for this one that was the light of the world as we attempt to look at him today in this very aspect. We just pray that any lost soul that's listening may be pointed to him. We pray, Lord, that you would guide and lead in all the listeners and those that attempt to give out the Word today. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Okay, John 1 and verse 4 and 5 today. You know, when we looked at verses 1 to 3 last time, we saw in our introduction that Christ is called many things in this gospel according to John. We saw those many times that he said, I am. Speaking of I am, the way, the truth, and the life is one example. We also saw that he had many titles through this book of John. Verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Today, let's look at verse 4, in him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. In him was life. When we say life, our thoughts automatically go to the opposite of that, as well as death. Scripture speaks of spiritual life. It speaks of physical life. It speaks of physical death. And it speaks of spiritual death. But when we speak of the Lord Jesus Christ, it's going to speak of spiritual life. In him was life. You know, the need today is that ones would have this life given to them. This life which they are not born with. We're born with physical life. But men and women out there, none of us are born with spiritual life. We see Nicodemus in chapter 3 was told by our Lord, ye must be born again. Ye must be born from above. This is when we have that spiritual life given to us. In him was life. You know, John chapter 14 verse 6, when Christ was speaking, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Now that's a statement which is both inclusive and exclusive. Let's think about that for a moment. It's inclusive in the sense that it's for everyone. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. It's inclusive when he says he is the way, the truth, and the life. But it is also exclusive. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He's not just a way, but the way. He's not just a truth, but the truth. He's not just a life, but he is the life. So here we see in John 1:4, in him was life. When we speak of him being life, he is the life. He lived the perfect life before us, but we see here that he is the one that is the giver and the sustainer of spiritual life. You know, John, 60 years or so later, in the epistle of 1 John, wrote this: that which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life. John testifies some 60 years later, after Christ had gone back into the glory, seated at the right hand of the Father. Surely there was mockers and unbelievers around. John comes up with this, by the inspiration of God, this letter, 1 John, and he testifies that he was one that had seen, he had heard, and he had handled this one, the word of life. The Gospel of John, we'll find, just as in 1 John, it's a book speaking of a witness, a testimony. Lord willing, the next time I'm with you, we'll look at the man John the Baptist and how he was one that came to be a witness of the light. He himself was not that light, but he was a witness of the light. Verse 4, in him was life, speaking of Christ, and the life was the light of men. You know, again, when we think of the opposite of life, we think of death. Over there in 1 Corinthians 15 is that tremendous passage that speaks of the resurrection. We see over there at the end of that chapter in verse 54, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Christ is the life. He has defeated the very opposite, death. You know, when we turn over to Colossians chapter 2, we see there a little explanation of this. We see that he was upon the cross going toward death, a subject we think of it being a defeat, but in his death, it was a death of victory. Speaks of how he was the one that had been nailed to the cross, and Colossians 2:14 and 15, it says, and having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. A death that was a victory. For as we read in 1 Corinthians 15, O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The Savior is risen. He being the one that is called the life is not in the grave. He is risen. He is at the right hand of the Father. He is there making intercession for his saints. In him was life, and the life was the light of men. You know, when we think of light, we think of how in John chapter 3, again over the passage there, after it's speaking of specifically to Nicodemus, it comes down to verse 19. In verse 18, it says that he came not to condemn the world, but that the world might be saved, and that he that believeth not is condemned already. But verse 19 tells us, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. You know, when we think of him being the life, in this life, the life was the light of men. Men, for centuries, have tried to put out the light. We know that they physically tried to put out the light, and they hung him upon the cross, the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know that he willingly went to that cross. But again, he has risen, and he has defeated death. But for centuries, men have tried to put out this light, have tried to snuff out the light. Christ, the victor. Is he your victor today? Do you have victory in Christ as your Savior? Can you say in him was life and the life was the light of men? Can you say that for your own soul today? And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Think of a room that's totally dark, no light at all, and you pierce one hole through one door, and just one spark of light penetrates that darkness. The darkness cannot hold it down. You know, light penetrates the darkness. Our scripture says, the darkness comprehends it not. Christ, when he penetrates into a lost soul, penetrates into a heart of a man or woman that is without Christ, he is penetrating into a heart that is void of light. But when someone receives him into their life, it is as that light that is penetrated into the darkness. The darkness can comprehend it not. It cannot hold it down. Christ is the light of men. We see when one receives him, it says in verse 12, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. Again, I ask you, men and women of Randolph County, and those that might be driving through, might be listening at home, might be listening over the cable vision, have you received him? The scripture gives this great promise that if you receive him, he has given you the power, or the word authority, to become the children of God to those that believe on his name. Christ has paid the price, the only price that the Father in heaven will accept for sin, and that was his shed blood for you. Will you accept this free gift? Will you accept the one that's the life, the one that is the light of men? Let it into your heart, and that darkness will no longer dominate your life, because the darkness cannot comprehend the light. Let the Lord Jesus into your heart, we pray today. Lord willing, we'll be back with a study in verse 6 the next time we're with you. We'll look at John the Baptist and how he was a witness of this light, the glorious light of the Lord Jesus, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. For Jeff Buckles, this is Mike Moody. Thank you.